Panika.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I had a question. So after Lord Narasimhadev, after Prahlad Maharaj pacified Lord Narasimhadev, he became the king, didn't he? So if he became the king, then did all the the asuras who were under his rule become better because he was king or not?
They have to be better because he's the king. It doesn't, in the Bhagavatam, it doesn't describe very much about what happened after. But it describes that Lord Narasimhadev benedicted him. That although he didn't want anything on the material level, he gave him all material opulence and strength and the ability to rule the kingdom for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So when the king is pure, naturally the citizens are inspired to become pure also. This is a long topic, but not one we'll begin even now. But yes, everyone has benefited. I remember when I was growing up, when maybe I was just your age, and the President of the United States was John Kennedy. And at the inauguration, he didn't wear a hat. And suddenly, the whole hat industry went down completely because everyone follows the leaders, naturally. Did that answer your question? Any other questions?
It's on the back.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. First of all, my English is not good, so please try to understand.
I can try, but someone may have to
My question is, we read the Bhagavatam and listen to the lectures. The Hiranyakashipu is a very intelligent person. He knows the every scriptures. When he knows the scriptures, then we know that he knows the God, who is the Supreme Personality. When he knows the who is Supreme Personality, then why he choose the Brahma to fulfill his desires?
If I understood, you're saying, why did Hiranyakashipu
choose the Brahma to fulfill his desire? When he knows the scriptures and when he knows the who is the God?
One can also ask the question that why did he continue after he saw Prahlad's purity and Prahlad's fearlessness? It's because there's some living entities who will do anything but surrender to the Supreme Lord. It's so deep within them, that tendency that I am the Supreme, I am proud, and therefore that is called asura. So and we saw this with Kamsa also, when you read the Bhagavatam, that he knew that Krishna was going to be the one who kills him. He saw there was a prediction by Parsaram that whoever breaks the bow in Dhanajagya, he would be the one who kills you. And Krishna came and broke the bow, and he felt that cracking within his heart, and he knew, but still he wouldn't surrender. He wouldn't give himself to the Supreme Lord. So there's one verse that Prahlad says, Matir na krishne para taks fasovad mityo vipadyeta grihavatanam andanta kyobiya visatata nizram puna puna stravita chavananam. That if a person has that desire to really enjoy this world, no one can convince him otherwise. So the way I hear that question, in one sense, instead of hearing why, after knowing, why didn't Hiranyakashipu give himself to the Supreme Lord, I ask that question of myself. Why is it that I, even though I know why don't I give myself to the Supreme Lord? Do you ever think like that? I turn the question on you, just like in tennis. You hit the ball to me, bonk. Do you ever think like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? I won't ask you what your answer is when you think like that. But are you chanting now, nowadays?
Try.
Huh?
Try.
You try a little harder. What is your good name, sir?
Sandeep Kumar.
Sandeep Kumar. And where are you from? India, I know, but where?
Punjab, Jalandhar.
You're Punjabi. From Jalandhar?
Yes, sir.
Try that. Around in December, all the Punjabis come to Vrindavan. And they all like to say Radhe Radhe. Do you also like to say Radhe Radhe?
No, I say Hare Krishna.
Okay. Same. How long have you been chanting? Sandeep Kumar.
About 10 years.
Oh, very nice. Do you feel more happy now?
Yes.
You have a lot of chitta?
Yes.
You're more peaceful?
Yes.
You're being a good boy? Mostly?
Right.
Okay, thank you very much. Good sense, good question.
Yeah, first.
Where?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you for giving your association. My question is, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that 14 generations early and then 14 generations afterward will be delivered if there is any devotee in a family. Like, how do we understand that? Someone, suppose, who has not done any devotional service, how do we understand that statement?
Prabhupada once was asked, could you please explain what Kripa Siddha is? Perfection just by Kripa, mercy. And he said, it's like if I have $1 million, and I say, here, you just take this. That's what he said. And the devotee who asked was Gurudas. He put like his hand to his stomach, just take it. So these things happen simply by the kindness of Krishna. There's one pastime in the Caitanya Charitamrita when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. And his son-in-law, whose name was, you know, anyone know? Amoga. And Amoga means who is sinless, actually. But he started criticizing the amount of prasadam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking from Lord Jagannath. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became so upset with him, chased him out with a stick. He just apologized like anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I've invited you to my house just to become insulted. I feel so bad. I feel so terrible. And Mahaprabhu said, no, no, no problem. But very quickly after that, the next day, Amoga was stricken with cholera and a high fever, and he was soon to die. And Mahaprabhu went and visited him. And he put his hands on his chest and said, the heart of a brahmana is not a suitable place for envy to live. And he cured him. And Amoga was so, once the envy is removed from the heart, he felt so terrible about what he had done to Mahaprabhu, especially after seeing Mahaprabhu's kindness. And he just was apologizing and apologizing. And Mahaprabhu said, you are the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and therefore all of his family members are dear to me. Even a dog who lives near his house is dear to me. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. And also we see this when we meet someone who is a relative of our friend, naturally we show them affection. Yes or no? Just naturally. So Krishna's affection is like thousands and thousands and millions of times more beneficial than our affection. So that's something of how it works. So the best thing you can do for your family in that sense is your own purity and your own development of devotion. And what is your good name, sir?
Dev Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna. And how long have you been chanting? How long have you been chanting Krishna's holy names?
10 years.
You feel more happy?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Who would say no? But yes, how nice to hear. Be interesting to hear how everyone's life has changed so much since they started chanting. I know mine certainly has. I was once speaking. Yeah, do you want to say something?
One more last question from a young boy.
This isn't a young boy, this is a mad sage. Depends on how your vision is. Yes, Sadhuji. Sadhu
Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So
my question is, if Brahma gave the powers to Hiranyakashipu, how was he not able to take it back? For example, if I give a toy to someone and if he starts using that toy against me, I would take it back. Why did Brahma not do that? Why did Vishnu have to come and save him?
Because he has more character than us. That once he gives something, he gives his word, that he will never break his word. I've given you this benediction, and therefore I will not take it back, even though it may be used to harm me. That happened with Rikasura and Lord Shiva also. You know that story? I won't tell it now. You have to watch the puppet show. But he had so much strength of character that I've given my word. I will not take it back, even though it's being used against me. But after after Hiranyakashipu was killed, Lord Brahma came, and Lord Srinidev said to him, "Don't give any more benedictions to demons." Brahma said, "Yes, Prabhu." Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All good questions.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.